You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long handling things behind the scenes. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, we have on with us Adam West from the Saints Block Party Podcast. Adam was in Colorado for Shedeur Sanders' Pro Day. And Adam, thanks so much for joining us again. And I'm going to ask you right off the bat, but I'm going to tell you something before I ask you. You must feel like Oppenheimer today. You know why? You come up with a story about the possibility of Shedeur Sanders, you know, maybe falling to the Saints at 9. And they got everybody on the internet kind of repeat. And I knew it. Man, as soon as you posted that stuff, man, it went from Jackson Dart to Shedeur Sanders real quick. So first of all, you started that, and not that you predicting that, but you saying that's a possibility. So tell us about the pro day with Shedeur, what you heard there, and also maybe get this observation. Shedeur looked a little bit heavier than the last time I saw him when he was playing at Colorado. Is that he's put on some weight. Now, I'm not saying bad weight. It looks as though he's filled out pretty well, Adam.
Yeah, I think he's, you know, as you know, Mike, these athletes go through this process where they're not really training for football. They're training to this four-month span of working out for these scouts and doing these athletic things. But I think Shedeur, you know, one of the knocks on him is with his frame, right? Kind of similar to the Bryce Young, Tua, and something that he's really worked on is trying to add more muscle mass to him. So he looked more stout, definitely, when I saw him up close. I thought it was a good pro day for him, and it was one thing where I wasn't trying to use my, you know, my fancy camera to take pictures and take a lot of video. I really wanted to kind of take it in and see him throw. And within the numbers, within the intermediate, he was, you know, what you wanted to see, very accurate. The deep ball, he had a couple of nice deep balls, but then there was a couple of deep balls where, you know, it kind of hung up there. And, I think that's what you get with him as a prospect. And, you know, I asked Coach Deion Sanders about the possibility of him flipping to the Saints at 9, because it's, you know, as it gets closer, as we're getting close to the draft day, it is becoming a possibility that Shedeur will be there at 9. And, you know, I did want to know what Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, thought about his son being with the Saints. But it's funny because the way I asked the question was more about Shador's traits and how that would fit into Kellen Moore's offense, not exactly like about if he would be okay with his son being with the Saints. And it's super funny how, you know, he took the question. It's funny because it became a thing of its own, and it's very interesting because if you were to ask me right now, just in terms of what I heard there in Colorado at Boulder on that Friday and what I've been hearing recently, I really think what it's going to boil down to on draft day is you have Jeff Ireland and where the Saints have with their scouts, with their draft rate on Trudor. It's not a draft rate of a ninth overall pick. It's probably more that of a high second round pick. But you have a lot of people in the front office that wants to draft a quarterback high. And it feels like it's going to be Shador versus maybe Tyler Warren, or maybe a test to Royal McMillan, but it really feels like Tyler Warren, and that's going to be the debate come draft night at 9 for the Saints.
Adam, if you'd have told Prime that he'd have had Bobby Hebert coach his son, I would have liked to have heard his reaction, because Bobby J is the only guy that I know of that threw Prime a touchdown pass, and then he threw him an interception that he ran back for a touchdown. So, man, him and Bob are good pals. So that it popped in my mind when I heard the deal about it. Man, he'd have really reacted to that one.
Right.
The last time we talked, I know we both agreed that the Saints are in the quarterback business today.
They are.
There is no doubt somewhere in this process they're going to pick a quarterback. If it's at 9, who knows? I think that's going to come down to who else is available. And I agree with you on the board part. I think the only quarterback that they really would have tried to make a run for would have been Cam Ward. And I don't think they had enough ammunition for that. I'm interested in your take on Jalen Milroe, because I think I could make an argument that he's the best athlete in this draft class. When you look at the way he can run with a football, his lower body skills, his good tape is really good. His bad tape is not too good. And so he's not ready for prime time yet on the stage, but he's going to get drafted a lot higher than a lot of people think.
Mm-hmm. I'm still on the Jalen Milroe bandwagon, and I'll tell you what I heard from my source regarding the Saints, that had he not had that second half at Alabama where he kind of cratered, that the Saints loved him and still love him. I don't want to use past tense. Loved him so much that he was on their draft board to probably be their first-round pick. They were infatuated with him, of what he was doing early on in the season at Alabama. Keep in mind what he did in Baton Rouge, right in their back door to LSU, right? And he's shown – go watch that Georgia game against the best defense in the country and the show he put on, not just with his legs, but also with his arm. And it's easy to see how people may turn on him, because the second half of the season it got bad. I like him a lot of the prospect, probably more than a lot more people do. And I think there's a – I'm going to be careful how I say this. I think there's maybe a plan in place for the team that if they decide to pass on quarterback at 9, if they go best player available, you know, defensive player, wide receiver, Tyler Warren, whoever it is at 9, they may then try to come back in the draft, which we've seen them do before, Mark Ingram. You know, trade a future first, go back in the first round, draft Mark Ingram, come back in the first, and then get a quarterback later on the draft, maybe a Jalen Milroe, maybe a Jackson Dart, and then kind of have their cake and eat it too, where they're drafting, they're staying with their draft board, they're staying with their draft grade and drafting best player available at 9, but then they still want a quarterback, so then they're coming back and still getting the guy that they love at quarterback. But then I would ask the question that, well, if you're trading a future first round pick, or you're trading, you know, future assets to come back in the first round, then why wouldn't you just take, you know, then why would you just take the quarterback at 9? Because you're then the draft rate doesn't really matter what the draft rate is. That's a different conversation for a different day.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, you get that fifth-year option if you get back up into round one. And so that's a plus. Here's my thing, too, about the Saints. If there's one area, and, man, you could cross a lot of check marks on areas of need, but one spot they have to spend an early-round pick on, Adam, and that's that cornerback. Because that was a strength on this team. And then you trade away Lattimore. You see Paulson Adebo sign with the Giants. And now all of a sudden, which last year entering the season was a strength, now becomes an area where you didn't get Tre'Davious Ward in the free agency period. That has to be looked at early in the draft. And I'm not talking about first round because it may be beyond that, but it can't be past the second or third round.
No, it can't. And they're in a kind of a good position, and it's weird to say that they're in a cornerback class where there's a lot of talented corners who are coming off an injury where they hadn't been coming off an injury. They were probably first-round pick. You have a Benjamin Morrison of Notre Dame, who, for all accounts, still may end up being a first-round pick. But if he may be available there for the Saints at pick 40. Or you have the Eastern Carolina kid, I believe it's Rebel, who, again, coming off injury, first-round talent that might be there at 40, that likely will be able, if let's say they don't maneuver and they stay to their draft board, not trading future first-round picks, they're not trading pick 40, that if they have the ability that those corners may fall because they're coming off injuries that are going to be available at 40, that they may be able to draft them at 40 because it is a need. It's 100% a need. You know, they haven't, like right now, if you just break down the depth chart, their cornerbacks are Alante Taylor, who probably is their nickel. They brought back Isaac Yiadom, and it gets dicey. It gets dicey, and they have Kulik McKinstry. Their position of cornerback went from a position of strength to a glaring need, and they haven't really done anything to fix it. They tried to add Tre'Davious Ward. He went to the Colts. They actually also tried to go, and this is a scoop that we got from the man himself who was at a barbershop in Dallas. Shout out to one of our listeners for getting the scoop. They tried to sign Jordan Lewis from the Cowboys, the spot corner of the Cowboys, but the Jaguars offered too much guaranteed money. So they know it's a position of need. So they know it's something that they're going to want to address come draft night as well.
Last question for you, Adam. Will Shepard from Mandeville High School. I saw him play there, and he was a really good athlete. He goes to Vanderbilt, and the last 3 years there, now Vanderbilt's not known for throwing the football a lot, but he caught 150 passes in 3 years there. And then he transferred that last season to Colorado, caught 48 passes. And, really good-looking athlete. He's not the fastest guy in the world, and I'd like to see him fill out the frame a little bit more. But, man, he can get up in the air. He's got great eye-hand coordination. Your thoughts on watching him at the Colorado Pro Day?
Besides Travis Hunter, felt like he stole the show in terms of what he did athletically. 40-and-a-half vertical jump. I believe it was a 10-and-a-half broad jump. Everything he did athletically just looked easy to him. And was not a surprise that former Saints coach Sean Payton was talking to him after the workout was over, trying to get a good word in and see him. I think it's someone that, you know, he wasn't a combine invite. He's someone that is a kind of a 50-50 ball player. I love what I saw from him. You know, probably raised his draft stock to round five, maybe even round four. And the Saints need those type of players. So someone that definitely should be on the Saints' radar in the later rounds of the draft.
Man, the one thing with Sean, he smooths with everybody. I'm telling you. He's the ultimate double nut spy. He wants intel on you and what you know about somebody else. Adam, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I really appreciate it. Always great insights, and we'll have you back on real soon, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. It was a pleasure. You have a great one.
All right. That was Adam West. Does a great job and hits a lot of the pro days and gets a lot of good inside information on the Saints.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.